The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here's what I love about technology. If you have something to say, if you think you have a show inside of you, guess what? You can. Let me tell you about a little something called Anchor. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. You can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes. The possibilities are basically endless for what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, or something the world's never heard before. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app. Let me say it again. It's a free Anchor app. Or go to anchor.fm to get started. What are you waiting for? It's awesome.
Today is going to be a day. Today, first of all, Denver, Colorado, Comedy Works. You guys got to be vaccinated to show proof of a negative COVID test to come to the show. Come to the show at Comedy Works. Ooh. It's tough, man. It's a state mandate. So I'm there September 23rd, 24th, 25th.
Cannot wait to not.
I love
that
place. I pray that we sell enough tickets. I know it's a tough
one. I'm
going to
say something when you get done with your dates.
Go ahead.
Go on.
No, and then I'm in Chicago, Illinois, September 30th, October 1, October 2, Chicago. BrianCallen.com for tickets at the Improv. What were you going to say?
My name is Sam Tripoli. I'm a stand-up comic. I do Krav Maga. I want to show you the new thing
I
learned.
This.
Okay?
I want to see this.
We're going to do that in a few. I'm going to be in a couple places. I am going to be... when's this come out? Tomorrow?
Tonight.
Tomorrow I will be in Kansas City, which is Friday. Was that the 16th or the 17th? Friday the 17th. And then I will be in Omaha, Nebraska on the 18th and really excited about dropping a keg of whoop ass on these unsuspecting fools, right?
Oh, I like
and then
that.
I got a little time off.
When people ask, is everything a conspiracy? The answer is yes.
Who and what is controlling everything and why? They practice sorcery. I can't argue against magic.
I don't know what it is that we live on, but I believe it's a realm. This realm that we live in is the lowest level of heaven, highest level of hell.
Chicken, snake gods, and the Anunnaki, and sorcery. If Sam says the chicken snake god is running everything, I'm literally in the world of crazy. I'm winning.
You're losing. Conspiracy Social Club, a.k.a. Deep Waters.
Sam, the first thing I want to say on Conspiracy Social Club, a.k.a. Deep Waters, is I'm wearing, what does that shirt say?
It's a duck face.
Duck, go, motherfucker. It's from Duck, Duck, Go.
You got a Duck, Duck, Go shirt? I love
that. I sure as hell do. And I got one for you, and I got one for Chin, and I also have a fucking... I have one that says, don't track us.
I respect that, Brian. You're slowly coming to the side, and I love it. I love it. Brian, I have some news for you right now that may change the way you look at the world, okay? And I don't know if you're ready for it.
Bring it on.
The Oreo cookie has the Jesuit symbol on it. Are you okay with that?
Yes, of course I am. I shot
Nabisco's Jesuits, dog.
No, come on, that's too much, dude. No way. Are they making
money off cookies? Chin, I know you. We can't see you, which upsets me. That was Brian's choice. He wants us as white as possible. So if you, Chin, if you could go and Chin, congratulations on Marvel doing an all Asian cast.
What,
sure, there's gonna be some.
kung fu in that shit. So go to Twitter. If you see my recent post, it's called kung fu.
Kung fu. I practice kung fu.
Dude, Brian's like a white girl who goes to Taco Bell and orders in Spanish. If you go to my Twitter real quick, and you'll see that is basically came out to the world that Ronan Sam Tripoli. I can't believe I am not instantly. There we go. That's it, Ronan. Nope. There we go. Right there. Yeah.
Well, Nabisco, first of all, the Oreo, I've never eaten an Oreo and not felt bad.
Keep going. Don't look at that right now. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Keep going.
They're poisoning our children.
Oh, here we go.
There we go. Click that and wait till your fucking world gets rocked. Okay. So this is the Oreo cookie. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at the Oreo logo right there. Okay.
Yeah.
And then look at the little, what looks like a little tree. Oh, what's that from? The Satanic Cult.
Why would the Oreo
and then look at this, dude. That is like, look at those. That little thing is the upside down invert of the Freemason symbol. God damn, it's right.
I'm going to only say this. You might be, for the first time in this show, onto something, only because the Oreo cookie is probably, dietarily speaking, somewhat poisonous, but it's a slow, insidious poison to our children.
Like the Jesuits. Right, Brian?
No, come on. I will say this. When you talk Oreo cookie, nobody just eats one. You eat a sleeve of Oreo cookies.
Yes.
And I went on a hiking. I was with my girlfriend a long time ago. We went to Santa Barbara, and we were at an Airbnb a bed and breakfast, and she had a problem with sugar, and there were these Oreo cookies that were all laid out, okay, and literally there was like a sleeve of them. And I looked at her and I said, I'm gonna go upstairs, get my sunglasses, I'll change my shoes. Do not, please don't eat those Oreo cookies, because, you know, we gotta go hike, and I know it's fucking 9 a.m. and I know how you are with candy and sugar.
What does that mean? Like, she has poop blowouts, or she just ate super the worst. Spazzy?
She was beautiful. She was incredibly gorgeous. I'm still friends with her, but she just was the worst when it came to sugar. That's all she lived on. And she just had bad eating habits, and it didn't work out for her. So we were gonna go on.
She have a blown out muffler too. Did she have a blown out muffler from all the bad sugar?
That's so gross. No, I don't think so. Like, was it herniated like a baboon's rump?
No,
or something?
Just like, did it just sound like, did it, I'm just saying, was it unhealthy down there? That's what I'm
no,
saying.
No. I never noticed that. That was never an issue. Never an issue.
But Brian also eats pussy with one of those CSI things under his nose all the time before he goes in.
I use a dental dam.
I like that. Remember when people did that? Like, chicks were like, let me put this on your dick. You're like, get out of here. AIDS isn't real. Go on, Brian. What was he talking
about? AIDS is not real. I was always like, I'll just roll the fucking dice. Are you out of your mind? A fucking dental dam. I heard about a guy who used one, and I was like, well, I can't be friends with you anymore because you're not an American. But either way, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. And so I come downstairs and she ate the entire sleeve. And she looked at me and she goes, I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. And then we went hiking and I was steamed. And sure enough, 20 minutes into the hike, she had to turn around because she had no energy. So for the first time in this show's history, I got to say, maybe you're onto something, dude, because Oreos are fucking evil.
Not the first time you've done that, but we'll let you have this moment.
Why do you eat the stuffing in Oreo
I love it. I get so pissed. Like I think I'm Neo from the Matrix when I can get it off with no cream on the top one. I'm like, boom, I am the chosen one. Pow.
Yep. I do that too. And I always, you know what I used to practice? Because I train in Kung Fu. I saw it in a movie. We used to practice trying to
Drunk
break
Monkey,
an apple.
Is that it? Drunk Monkey?
I practiced all the animals. I practiced balancing crane. I practiced drunken monkey. I practiced bashful doe.
I would love.
Yeah, I'm a bashful little doe. And I just cover my face like a
bashful little doe.
Why do Asian women cover their faces, by the way?
Because they're holding a dart in the other hand and they fucking dart you. And then you lose your kidney. Ask Jim.
It's like growing up, everybody was just karate chopping them every time they left. Yeah. So they always have to cover
that's
up.
That's a Japanese thing, actually, because it's such a chauvinistic society in a lot of ways. Like, to Japanese, like, even if you hear the men are like, you can't do it, what is it? You know, and the women tend to be very high, their voice there. It's still a very chauvinistic country.
Brian, have you heard that Japan is having so much problems right now with video games that their guys don't give a shit about chicks? They're too busy dominating the video game world that they're actually, their population is going down. So they literally, Brian, they are just recruiting dick right now. Like, you can get a citizenship in Japan if you promise to drop hammer on their leg. They're like, come. It's like, cuck us. We need this now.
I believe it. I fucking believe it, because they have such strong rules against immigration that they literally cannot replace their own. The population is getting older and older. And so they have very few children to replace the older people in the workforce. It's a major problem. But because they're so what's called ethnocentric, they keep anybody who's not Japanese.
Well, the guys don't care anymore about that ass. That's what it is.
But the reason the Japanese are super good at, like, video games and things like that is traditionally in Japanese culture, practicing one thing to perfection, whether it's like making sushi, you master that. Whether it's like samurai sword, whatever they would do, whether it's video games. And the idea behind it, the philosophy is that if I get super good at one thing, the nature of the universe will reveal itself. Like, I'll learn, by learning one thing really well, I will understand all things. It's kind of a beautiful concept. So
I like that.
Yeah.
A jack of all trades, master of none. Get master one thing. And then you have an American where it's like, we want to master everything. Like, I'm in the NBA, so my rap album's going to rock too, which never happens, right? I mean, if you're lucky to be good at one thing, enjoy that.
Is there any athlete who's ever transitioned to music?
Try to say somebody's good, and they're not great. Like, Dame Lillard is a functional rapper. Again, it's like when they say somebody's a comic is like good looking. It's good looking for a comic, right? Like, Chris Lee is a good looking guy for a comic. For a fucking he'd get kicked out of fucking any modeling fucking gig. They'd be like, dude, get Quasimodo fucking out of here, right? So it's the same thing. Like, you're a good rapper for an NBA player, but you're not a great rapper,
right? You know? It's impossible to be good at, it's impossible, I think, to be really good at two things, or definitely three things, because it takes so much just to be good at one fucking thing. Like, I mean, you know,
you've got 1,000 hours to spend on a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
Or is it 1,000 times or whatever
it's 10,000 hours, technically.
Yeah.
10,000 hours. But you have to practice, like, there's that expression, be careful what you practice. You might get really good at the wrong thing. It's also like, it's not 10,000 hours. It's also fucking practicing properly for 10,000 hours.
Yeah, I did that with pornography. I got really good at picking directions.
Are you working out right now, or are you still procrastinating and leaving your body?
I have a trainer who has come, and he's part of what we call the swarm. They're listeners to the Tinfoil Hat, and we're worked on a deal. And Bobby, the trainer, I will get Bobby's name so we could give him as much work as possible. He has been kind enough to come and try to work these tits out.
Yeah. Dude, I wish you lived near me. I would fucking kill you. And I only need for 20 minutes, 20 fucking minutes. And you'd be like, what the fuck? You'd start with 10 minutes. All you need to give me is 10 minutes. I can make you very sore. And you'd feel fucking good.
That sounds like some prison shit that I want anything to do with.
Yep, you'd be super sore. And it does have... It does.
You won't walk right for a week, and I'll make you wear makeup.
I'm on your back, and that's how it is, but I'm whispering...
Eyeball to eyeball.
I'm whispering encouragement in your ear.
Brian, how's your gig going?
Well, today I played golf and I saw a fucking alligator.
That is scary, right?
Huge alligator. And the thing, I got a little close to it. I have it on video. And the thing just exploded into the water. And I was like, damn.
Brian, were you trying to be like one of these dumbasses that like try to get like a video to go viral by getting like getting close to death?
Well, the it's funny because I did, I tried to grab it, and the alligator sensed my alpha energy.
Oh,
so
okay.
It rolled over on its back. Yeah, it rolled over on its back, and I pet it.
So weird how you're losing your Australian accent, you know? I mean, for a guy that, like, is a crocodile.
It's right, Sam. I'm really from Australia. I'm afraid of three things,
Brian. The mafia, sharks, and alligator crocodiles. I want nothing to do. I saw one dead one time playing Captain Brian's. I'm like, what the fuck is that? He's like, it's a dead alligator. I'm like, all alligators are deadly.
They scare the fuck out of me, dude.
They're fucking dinosaurs,
they're
man.
They're dinosaurs. And don't kid yourself. In Florida, Chin, look out how many people on average get eaten by alligators in the United States. Okay. This girl went jogging. She dangled her feet over, like she went jogging and she just stood right near her house. She dangled her feet over this bridge and an alligator grabbed her feet and took her down, and they found her body, just her torso, because the alligator had grabbed her torso and rolled. So what happens is that's how they get your arm off your body. They roll. And then this guy was walking his dog. This older man is walking his fucking dog right near his house. And the alligator comes out, doesn't grab the dog, grabs him and pulls him into the swamp and eats him. Don't kid yourself. Now, crocodiles are a wholly different thing.
Dude, that's why I strap. If I'm Florida, if I'm gigging, fan, bring me a gun. I want to have it for the weekend. I'm strapping, dude. I'm putting two into a fucking alligator, dog.
Yep. Oh, look at this. So, according to a comparison of animal-related fatalities, venomous injuries, largely from contact with hornets, wasps, and bees, accounted for an average of over 56 fatalities per year. That's almost as much as COVID, compared to an average of about one fatality per year from an alligator attack in the United States. So it's fucking one.
One person dies every year, and just know there's one person out there. What if nobody's died yet? And like, just know we got 2 weeks, somebody's going. It's like Final Destination.
Well, crocodiles, crocodiles. This girl in Kenya who worked at the Peace Corps, this silly girl, this poor and silly girl, she's this guy likes her. They're kind of sort of dating. She goes, let's go swim in that water. It's in Kenya. And he goes, I don't know, man. This is Kenya. And she goes, please get in. It looks so amazing. And he said, I would be careful. We're in Africa, you know? And she goes, they'd have signs. Relax if there were like anything to worry about. And he goes, okay. She goes, well, I'm going in. So he just was like, I should go in, but I'm just not going to. He goes, I'm not going to go in. So she jumps in the fucking water and she goes, oh my God, it feels so good. Next thing you know, literally 30 seconds later, she gets pulled under. She comes back up and she goes, it's got my feet, and screams and disappears.
Oh my God.
Yep. Yep. Then my buddy, Kaj Larson, who was a Navy SEAL, goes to fucking Uganda, okay? And they have their army there, and they wanted to have a Navy SEAL, a group of SEALs. Or they wanted an amphibious assault team. So they have him training them, right? So they have scuba gear, and they go, we're going to go in the river. And so Kaj goes, but what about crocodiles? And the guy says, they don't bother you. They will never bite you during the day. They only bite you at night. So Kaj is like, I've never heard that. So they put this fucking scuba gear on, and Kaj is showing them shit in the river. And so he's nervous as shit the whole time. So he kind of makes sure he's closer to the shore. And then he gets out, and then the next day they went to train, and he shows up. And oh, guess what? One of them got taken away by a fucking crocodile. Because what they do is they study you. And they sense when you're there and they go, okay. And they will actually study your behavior. And then they will capitalize on that. Because once again, the dinosaurs, okay? They're a lot more dangerous than the fucking Jesuits, Sam.
Dude, well, I don't see dinosaurs or alligators on our cookie. So that's fucking out the door. But, dude, I'll tell you this, dude. That moment where that girl's getting eaten, that's the closest to Friday the 13th you'll ever get. Right, that 100%. Is some straight up, right? Fuck. If that was a movie, some white guy tried to help her, I'd be like, bye, Felicia. Felicia.
What are you going to fucking do? You can't do a damn thing. You cannot do a damn thing. They'll eat, and alligators around here will eat your dog, too. You cannot leave your dog off leash.
Did you ever see that video that guy saved his dog?
Yep, little puppy. That's what
but that was a little alligator. He got lucky that's a little alligator, not a big alligator.
Alligators have the hardest bite, I believe, in the animal kingdom, apparently.
Yeah, dude, because they're all mouth.
They're all mouth.
And I mean, their whole thing is just a giant mouth.
And for whatever reason, I don't know why I know this, but alligators and crocodiles will never get an infection. So in raw sewage, this zoologist said, I've seen alligators or crocodiles fight and get... One had his arm ripped off in raw fucking sewage. And it, for whatever reason, that shit in no way got infected. They stared there and watched to see what would happen. Healed up in raw sewage. Whatever the fuck they have going through their veins, it's dragon's blood, okay? And it ain't hearing a peep out of pathogens like E. coli. It doesn't give a shit.
Dude, do alligators ever bang crocodiles and they make like Blake Griffin dinosaurs and shit?
No, sir. They do not. They do not. Do you know what a mule is? You know how you make a mule?
No, Brian. I'm not 48 years old on the fucking planet for fucking 48 laps around the fucking sun. What's a mule? Of course I know what a fucking mule is, man. I was taking a nice on you. Now you fucking attack. And you don't want that, dog. You don't fucking want that. Yes.
Come on, dude. I'm just asking. How do you make a mule? How do you make a fucking mule? I know a lot about mules.
Donkey and a horse get fucking weird.
You're damn right. And then are mules, and can a mule have sex with a mule and have a baby?
No.
Exactly. And what's the one thing about mules besides being stubborn?
What?
They either like you or they fucking don't, dude. Okay? And you only
sounds like
one
women.
Person, two people are allowed to ride a mule. And if they don't like you, they're like, get the fuck out of here. I'll kick you in the face. So that's what I like about mules. Okay? Sorry about this zooming shit, guys, but I'm in West Palm Beach doing stand-up comedy at the Improv.
Dude, you're so old-fashioned. People are zooming now. It's a part of life.
I guess it is. Yeah,
you know? You're right. So it's like life happens. We couldn't do Tuesday. We are rescheduling the flat earth. That is my fault, not Brian's fault.
Can we do that? Chicken out. Can we do that this Tuesday?
David will be available. We will make it happen.
Find out.
We'll do this Tuesday. It will happen. Okay. Guaranteed.
Okay, perfect.
I'll give my Cajun fucking guarantee on that. Guarantee.
I'm gonna let him lay out his whole case. I can't fucking wait.
It's beautiful. Because now you're taking L from another person, which is great. So it's not the same kind of L. It's a whole different L.
Here's what I think we need to do. Once, maybe twice a month, we have a real conspiracy expert who studies only that. You bring him on, and I fucking debunk the shit out of him, and then I use you to wipe my fucking mouth. Okay? Yeah, I said it.
Brian, so when you're on the road, does anyone watch the show? Are they saying anything to you? What are the streets talking about?
The streets are literally, when I come down to my hotel in the lobby, it's just fucking, they're all wearing tinfoil hats. They're like, tell us what Sam Tripa is like in person. What you like in person? And I'm like, guys, take it easy. Take it easy. And they're all tweaking their balls off.
Oh, dude, there's nothing better than the fun comments about how much drugs I'm on doing this show. It just
but people love the shit out of you.
my fucking heart up. Okay.
I don't
haters gonna hate, dog. I can say, I'll tell you this. I'm not doing drugs. I will tell you 100% that I would never do that to Brian Callen, show up fucking tweaking my balls off to do a show. I'm telling you that I swear on my children.
No, I know
that. On the show, I'm tweaking my balls off on these vitamins. And why do I do it? Because it makes me feel tweaky. Okay? And I like to feel tweaky. But due to basically my age, I can't do this shit no more. But I miss the tweaky feelings. So I do it through vitamins now. And that's the truth. Ooh. And I swear on my children, I would never get on your show high.
I like the vitamins. Now, let me ask you this. I have a conspiracy. Well, I don't have a conspiracy, but I will say this. This is a conspiracy.
Yeah.
But here's why conspiracy theories like yours don't really hold water, because this is kind of conspiracy that was exposed immediately. The whole Hunter Biden thing that was banned from Twitter, that the media said was a fucking Russian hoax, okay?
Yes.
It turns out it's true. And even CNN and the New York Times and everybody else is now saying, after the election, Hunter Biden has some major tax issues.
And why are they doing that, Brian? Why would they be doing this?
Right, and I'll tell you why. Oh, and by the way, also the fact that he and Joe Biden were on Air Force Two, and it's true that he was using Mr. Joe Biden, our new president. I'm just saying what it is. For what it was. By the way, I don't want people to think who listen to this that I'm this pro-Trump guy. I'm not. I don't like that guy. I'm not a pro-Trump guy. I just want people to know that. I don't know what I am. I'm a lot of things, but I think there's merit on both sides of a lot of arguments. So people are like saying Brian's really white, right wing and stuff. That's just simply not fucking true.
Brian, it's stupid.
You have to give
They're
me
just
the,
dumb yeah, that say that.
You have to just give me the subject matter, and I'm gonna tell you what it is. And I think you're the same way. I'm fucking pretty liberal, definitely socially liberal. And all that. But anyway,
Brian,
besides that,
I've banged you in the ass. That's how liberal we are.
That's how liberal
I've mounted you before and just gave you that fucking love and that makes you feel right, okay?
That's how
I've seen Brian in makeup before. Trust me, dude. We're the most liberal guys ever. We're just not, the spectrum changed on us, okay?
When they
call you right wing, it's just they don't actually want to engage you in any real talk. They just want to yell meanie words at you and hope you go away. Like for the longest time, that worked with if you were criticizing anyone of, let's say, African American, I would say black, but African American, when they had nothing to say, the Hail Mary pass was to call you a racist, so everybody would shut up. And
well, it's like I'm really critical of the Republican sort of response to Iraq and when they invaded Iraq. I'm very critical of a lot of Republicans who supported that invasion. And by the way, I wasn't against the invasion. I was pretty naive back then. But I'm just saying that there's I'm critical of both parties. But more importantly, dude, here's the thing about Hunter Biden. We do know, and it's no surprise to me, that the press is biased. And of course the press, with the exception of the London Economist and the Wall Street Journal, but with the exception of those two fucking publications, we do know that the press was onto something and hid it and did it purposely. That's what it seems like, because now, and to CNN's credit, to Jack Tapper, all of a sudden now they're bloodhounds and they're coming after him. But it's like, you guys did this after the election. So don't ask me to trust you when you do that. That Brian is bipartisan. That's just partisan behavior.
Grab your cheeks right now. I just want to grab your cheeks. Look at it. All right, guys, it is football season. You know what that means? My bookie. That's right, everybody. My bookie has winning season returns at mybookie.ag, and it's time to get in on the action.
And Sam, first time players can get started by doubling their first deposit. They'll double your first deposit, giving you the firepower to add excitement to the games you love.
Okay, college football odds boost.
Yeah, NFL lock on the season and over. $500,000 in contest prizes. That's $500,000. That's $500,000 in contest prizes live on site to make this winning season your best ever with my bookie. Yeah.
Historic 18-week season offering the most action than ever before. You need a sportsbook casino that's reliable, and you won't find a better place than my bookie. I know you're going to be betting this season, so do the smart thing. Sign up at MyBookie and use our promo code CSC100 to get your first ever deposit match dollar for dollar.
CSC100. That's extra money credited to your account instantly just for using promo code CSC100 and making your first deposit. Bet anything, anytime. Anywhere
with my bookie.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, what's your assessment?
I'm grabbing your cheek.
But wait, that's a no, hold on. I love it.
Well, Brian, first of all, on this show told you about Hunter Biden's his laptop, and you at this was a time when your head was a little farther up your ass. It's not quite that far anymore. It's slowly. I can't wait until it comes out and I just hear the puncture of your asshole. Just
the crown. I'm crowning right now.
Yeah. So I've been telling you this forever. This has been done purposefully. The beauty of being a conspiracy theorist is like, I'm like the guy at the movie theater who yells out everything that's happening in the movie before it happens. Everyone's like, shut up, you're ruining the movie. I told you Hunter stuff was real. And what I feel really bad about is there's so many amazing independent journalists that lost their YouTube channel under the guise of their Q, when in reality, they were just talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. And YouTube, which is committing basically business seppuku right now by banning all this amazing researchers. And the reason that people went to YouTube, people don't realize it wasn't about Jeffree Star or that guy who spends $1 million on each video. I bought every car in the lot and I'm giving it to somebody. That guy, that's amazing. His videos are amazing. It was built on conspiracies and they lost all their hard work because of it. And so we've been saying this for a while. You remember our Lady Gaga episode where you said that wasn't Lady Gaga, which it obviously was.
Yes,
but
it definitely wasn't.
Okay, it was. But I'm glad you're sticking to it. But here's the thing. Why is this coming out right now? Why? It's very simple. They are going to annihilate Joe Biden to get Kamala Harris into the seat of president. That's what they want. They want it really badly. Everybody in the conspiracy community were told you this is all about Kamala Harris. This is all about getting her in. First of all, Tulsi Gabbard, who everybody says is CFR, God bless her. You know what, man?
What's CFR? Woman,
Council of Foreign Relations, the thing they say your dad's in. But listen, so
Council of Foreign Relations, it's just all it is basically a think tank. It's basically people.
It could be a board of trustees for the Passar family, but neither here nor there. See, everybody?
I'll tell my dad that.
Your dad, come on, talk about it. Because I love your father, and I would only show nothing but love and respect.
No, we'll have him on. I swear to God, we're going to have my dad on.
We'll talk CFR with your dad. Can we do that? That would get the biggest ratings in the history of time.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll do it. We'll get my dad on, for sure.
See that, everybody? We ain't afraid to talk about everything. So suck it. So back to what we're talking about. Tulsi Gabbard is somebody who is now put out, she's trying to pass legislation that would ban trans men from competing in female sports. And she's a Democrat. Yeah. And she's got a lot of shit. Well, see, everything's scripted, Brian. I could easily see this as a game played because Tulsi kneecapped Kamala Harris in the presidential debates.
Yeah.
She brought up all the shit that's true about her and what she did in as a DA or a prosecutor in California, whatever her actual
She was district DA.
Yeah. So So they wanted her in, and she got kneecapped. So now they bring her in as vice president, fully knowing they're going to rig this entire thing. And by the way, the
Was she attorney general? She was district attorney, right?
I think she was attorney general.
Yeah, that's what I think she was.
I believe she was. She might have been DA, but I think she was attorney general. But the Supreme Court has now decided to hear about Dominion and all that stuff. I know you refuse to admit that it basically gave him the election. I mean, it's kind of interesting, Brian, that Kamala Harris still hasn't stepped down from her seat in the Senate in California.
When she's not Obama, supposed to until January, though. She's not supposed
that's
supposed
not
to
true
January.
At all. Obama stepped down December 10th.
But wait, here's the thing about all this. This is not conspiracy. What this is and you have a press corps that is ideologically bent to be far more left-wing and socialist than they are free market and capitalist overall. Yeah. And when you have that, and Jordan Peterson's done a great job of tracing how all of this insanity happened, as did our boy from the Madness of Crowds, Douglas Murray, which is the book I'm dropping. It's supposed to be dropped today, guys. It's being edited, and I think it's going to be dropped today on the Books Book Club. But yeah, it is going to be. But the thing is that when you trace this back, this is not an accident in terms of the ideology that professors who were activists, radicals, socialists, and Marxists, they've been turning out kids, and they've been indoctrinating young minds for the past 30 years. Those minds now are in places like the media. They're in places like big tech. And so what happens is, of course, they have a very strong ideological bent and a motivation to get who they want in office. And you're goddamn right, that is Kamala Harris well before a Washington insider, moderate, 79-year-old white guy. I totally agree that they want Kamala Harris because I think Kamala Harris is right in line, lockstep with all of them.
Which is just like you call it socialism, but really is globalism. You know, I had Whitney Webb on recently, and she was discussing, you know, capitalism versus socialism versus communism, because there's a lot of anti-Chinese rhetoric going around right now. And I've been to China multiple times. And like I say, whether it's China, Israel, or the United States, the people are wonderful people. It is the government and factions of that government that are always the problem. And they all have different names, Zionist, neocon, neoliberal. It's all the same. It just depends on who they're fucking base, what group they're pandering to. Okay, but the people are wonderful. It's these power grab groups that are doing everything. So when we say, you know, like socialists and Marxists, yeah, that's true. But in reality, it's globalists and these people that will play ball with fascism, which is, you know, the government basically working with giant corporations to control the people. So whether it's right or left.
You're saying to China, you love the people. Don't repeat yourself.
Hear my part about Crenshaw, the one-eyed politician guy?
I didn't. I like him, though. Damn, he's Crenshaw.
Dude, he said that the First Amendment doesn't apply to criticism of Israel. And I'm like, dude, the First Amendment applies to everything. Also,
is that what he said? Is that really what he said?
Yeah.
Wow.
The government does not allow, the government is not allowed to jail you on speech. It's not allowed to do it.
Of course not. Of course not. That'd be the worst thing ever. Well, what I'm saying is that none of this is surprising. And I think what you're saying and touching on it is a good point. When people get in power, whether they're socialist, whatever they say they are, what they're interested in is fucking power.
Yeah, authority. So, that was what Whitney Webb said. It doesn't matter if it's communism or capitalism.
No.
It is authoritarianism.
Yes, it's control over people and enriching themselves and holding on to power. And that's one of the great, the central question in political philosophy is who is governing the governor? Who is governing the governor? And it's a radical notion to think that the people, that politicians are supposed to serve at the leisure of the people, for the people, by the people, and of the people. That's a radical idea and political philosophy. It's never been done before until it happened in this country. And we all benefit every day. Now, what we have to protect, what we must fucking protect, is the fact that power never sits in one group of people's hands. That was the whole point of the bicameral legislation, the whole point of the checks and balances, judiciary, executive. Everybody's got to be hamstrung by the other group. And as long as you keep power decentralized, as long as power is in a lot of different hands, we're going to be okay. As soon as power, and there's never been there's never been an exception in history, really, that I can think of. As soon as power is concentrated in one group or one man's hands, we're fucked. That's when tyranny happens. And that, I don't care what your ideological bent is, you cannot ever trust to put power into one group's hands. That is the central tenet behind the Second Amendment and things like that. It's like, it's not that liberals are against guns. They love guns as long as they belong in the hands of the state and the hands of your army. I understand that thinking. Yeah. But for Second Amendment people and the framers of the Constitution, they were like, you better be careful with that, because in fact, what happens is anytime anybody has the monopoly on an army, on a standing army, it always is taken over by a charismatic motherfucker who uses it to their own ends. And
Justin Trudeau and what he's done to Canada. I mean, I've always said this, never trust a rich, attractive liberal who tells you he wants to change his system, because the system's playing into his hands. If he's rich and good looking, the world is theirs. Why do they want to change anything? Well, the truth is they don't. They just want the real power. And here's my opinion, Brian. Real liberals don't run for office. Real liberals work in soup kitchens, homeless shelters, women's shelters, with animals. You know, they work in social justice stuff. Now, I'm not talking social justice warrior stuff, but real, like,
yes,
you know, what's that? Or I donate to them every month. The people who help the Innocent Project. That's what real liberals work in the community, on the ground, on the front lines. They don't run for office.
You're right, Sam. If you think that you don't need liberals, we tend to fall into this thing. But remember, like, liberals, like the ones you're talking about, are the ones that help people that fall through the cracks. And that's really important in a society, because it's great to have a free market. It's great to have marks. It's great to pull yourself up by the bootstraps. But some people don't have fucking boots. They just don't, man. And they just need help. And we all know people that are just too fragile for the world. And without generous, selfless, emotional people, i.e. liberals, left wingers, whatever you want to call it, those people would be in some deep shit. I always say that you need everybody in a society, as long as everybody's allowed to express themselves and we don't have censorship and freedom of speech should reign. You should not pay with your livelihood and your job for a tweet you sent 10 years ago, 1 year ago, today. It's not right. Allow people to say what the fuck they want, because it'll come for you next if you don't. Why are we agreeing?
100%, dude. 100%. And here's the thing. If you're going to make a rule, and I disagree with that rule, but let's just say hypothetically, you're going to make a rule, you better fucking apply that rule to your fucking friends that get fucking nipped. You know, that's the whole thing. Like, all these people, all these social justice warriors were all anti this and anti that until their friend, like the woman from Time's Up, was anti-guy until her son got accused of it, and then she quit the fucking organization. And that's what I'm talking about.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is an issue that we have to figure out too. Like, social media, no matter who you are guilty until proven innocent. And that's the world that we've built, and we have to figure out a way around that shit. That's not good, man.
I just think it's like a bunch of opportunists who just think there's a chance to up their profile. And
do you think people are inherently good or inherently bad? Or in the
I think people are inherently good. I think there are alphas out there that want to control, you know, that just want power, and like, they're psychopaths. I think they're out there. But there's also betas that are psychopaths. I shouldn't have said alphas. There are just people out there that want power. Most people just want to be able to feed their family, take care of their family, leave something for their kids so their kids get a running start in life and can take care of themselves. But that's
why
I have a
theory on that too. It's like when you betas can be the most dangerous, because what happens is men who know violence, who understand violence and who practice violence, they're very aware of what it can do because they felt it. They have an intimate relationship with it. So that's why they tend to be very courteous with each other, because they know that on the other side of courtesy, on the other side of manners, on the other side of protocol is savagery, fucking savagery. And they may not walk out of it alive. Or if they do, they're going to be missing some pieces. And it's guys, the most dangerous guys sometimes are the guys that have never tasted or studied or understand violence, because what happens is they will fight you in other ways. They'll fight you in sneaky, sort of behind your back, cowardly ways, right?
100%.
Yeah, and they're just as dangerous, but they tend to get you like in a sneaky ambush style. And that is something I think that's why most societies always made their men, no matter who they were, train in, you know, some kind of military fashion, because there was an equalizing factor there. It kind of focused everybody's mind. I don't know how I feel about a mandatory draft. I'm not calling for that, but that is an idea behind that sort of notion that everyone is conscripted. And in Israel, everyone, men and women, have to be in the military.
Yeah, and that makes it harder for Israel to go to war. I'm on my late 40s, so this wouldn't apply to me. So people could say, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. But let me tell you something. If we had a mandatory draft in this country, we wouldn't be so cool to be going to war.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. I couldn't agree more, dude. The people that are doing the fighting and the dying and being wounded mentally and physically are not the people calling the shots.
Oh yeah,
the
for
people
sure.
Who are paying a price for they're not policy wonks. They're not in foreign. They're not foreign policy experts. They're not in government with a lot of power. No. Those people don't have children a lot of times in the military. Those people are not doing the fucking, they're not paying the ultimate price. And I have
and
a problem.
And dude, they're always the loudest war hawks. The people have never fought. Now, I've never fought in a war, but I don't want war because I don't want poor people to die for fucking bankers. So I don't want any of that. But these war hawks, they're never going to spill any blood. Dude, if you call for war, if you're a talking head in the news, you should be grabbed, thrown on a helicopter, given a spork from KFC, and go fight. Go fight. Yep. Go have a good time. Tell me what you want, fucking war.
Look up, just go. Everybody should just go and look at the architects of the Iraq War, the Iraq invasion, and just look up what they're doing now. And also look up if they had any children in the war. Look up if they had any loved ones in the war, and look up if they did any military service. Just that's all I'm going to say. Just take a look at that, and you'll see what we're talking
about. So I want to talk about another conspiracy that seems to be coming through. And, right. You know, as much as everybody gives Alex Jones shit, and they give him a lot of shit, one thing he's been right about is Chi-Coms, okay?
What's Chi-Com?
Chinese communications, it's basically Chinese intelligence, you know, and that what they're doing in this country, which we've been doing to other countries all the time. So I don't really get mad at that shit. I think that's
it's just espionage.
You know, it's like everybody's trying to make this fucking dominion about Venezuela and them trying to fuck our lectures up. We've been doing it to Latin America for so fucking long. I'm surprised that hasn't been blowback earlier. So, you know, it's fair game at this point. Stop acting like it's the biggest tragedy you ever fucking saw.
We did it in the Middle East forever too. We did it in the Middle East forever and continue to, of course, keep on.
So now we're finding out how many of these politicians were taking Chinese cash. And it's like really sickening, dude, because I say this all the time. I'm like, if Benedict Arnold got busted today, he would fucking just have a fucking talking head gig on MSNBC, because that seems to be what happens with these treasonous motherfuckers.
Well, who was it? Andrew Yang said he calls them the China elite. It's pretty interesting, like, because the coastal elites, he goes, otherwise known as the China elites, because there are people that have gotten very, very wealthy with our symbiotic relationship with China. I don't know enough about World Trade to say that it was bad all the way across the board. A lot of people, our standard of living, we had access to very cheap goods. China was a good fit in terms of being a manufacturing
hub. Are we discussing fair trade right now?
No. I'm not saying the Chinese practice fair trade. What I am saying is that the Chinese, it was sort of inevitable that the Chinese, with that massive workforce and that kind of discipline and automation, was took over manufacturing. It became cheaper for us to send manufacturing over there. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that was all done on purpose, dude.
It was all done because it made more money. You can make more money. You can make cheap goods cheaper. There's also simple
math. Brian, the problem is that no one's got any cash in the middle of the country. You know, we live in L.A.
Well,
you know,
it gutted fucking industry.
Right.
It gutted towns. I know.
So here's the thing about free trade that's a big lie, okay, is that the corporations help them survive. Right. And the truth of the matter is the 80s were known as an 80s of a decade of excess. Everybody had money. Now, there was racial problems for sure. 100% will not sit there and say everything was equal across the board. There were a lot of problems, but money was flowing, dude, because manufacturing was happening. Wall Street was happening. Everything was happening. So this notion that nobody can make a dollar without us producing somewhere else is, to me, just fucking poo-poo. I'm going to say it's poo-poo, yeah. Okay? It's ridiculous. Let me just say this.
Yeah.
There is a cap, brother. We've already discussed this. There's a cap that you're willing to pay. So what would happen is if they brought manufacturing here, these corporations would take a little hit at first. But once everybody starts making money, more people be buying more stuff, and they would make way more money. It's the only thing would happen is that if this is how much somebody's willing to spend on a product, right? These corporations want to make this much of it profit.
Yeah, the only problem with all this theory is that technology is technology and it moves at its own pace. So for example, as far as manufacturing is concerned, it might be just a moot point to even talk about because it's already gone. Meaning, what now with 3D printing, you're going to have, when you want to make anything, you're going to send it to a big factory in your town square. And it's gonna be printed, whether it's a gun, jeans, or whatever, to your specs, and you'll do it on your computer. And that is what we're gonna be dealing with. So forget manufacturing, forget labor. We're not gonna need human labor. And the biggest thing we have to figure out is, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do to adapt to that? We have adapted. I think human beings are the most adaptable creatures ever, and we will figure it out. And so a lot of this is really the inexorable rise of technology. And
yeah,
technology
is
going to change,
right?
It's going to change our lives. It's going to change our jobs. It's going to take our jobs. And that's just the reality. And I'll do you one better. We're probably going to start to mesh with machines. And when we do that, I think our biology is going to, the biology you and I know, in 50 years, in 60 years, in 100 years, is going to be obsolete. It is going to be obsolete. We will be more machine. We will have synthetic biology. That's way fucking better than this
very
biology.
Very interesting you talk about that, because right before this, I just recorded basically our holiday episode on Tinfoil Hat, and it was discussion of astrology. It's like whatever the word is.
Astrology.
No. It's something else. It's basically the notion that all the stories of the Bible are based on constellations. And there's some real strong evidence of that, right? But what we're entering, and supposedly December 21st, Brian, is a giant date, because that is the day that we enter the new age of Aquarius.
Well, I'm an Aquarius. I'm a fucking Aquarius. It's also the day I'll probably do my Christmas shopping that I've done up, but keep going.
Well, obviously that's a big day for humanity then. Brian,
oh, wait, you were going to talk about Chi-Com.
Okay. I'm getting into it, man.
I got to go do a show. I'm in West Palm Beach right now.
Why do you got to brag? Why are you bragging? The most original comic I've ever seen in my life. And you
should crazy talk.
Go and see him.
That's because I took your workshop. What about Tricom? Have you said everything you needed to say?
Okay.
About it?
So basically that he's been saying that the Chinese have been infiltrating our government at the highest fucking levels. And we're now starting to see that come out. And what is basically happening is that Joe Biden was taking money from the Chinese government. And what's happened now is that this president-elect, which hasn't even fucking happened yet, dude, he asked for the Pentagon to give it. Dude, this is crazy. He asked for information on where all the spies were in the country, in the world, and the Pentagon denied that.
And well, I do know that the Chinese were using spies, women, to have sex with interns in the government, lower level, up and coming politicians.
Brian, they're not even hot. That's my problem with Asian chicks. They're like all cute, but none of them are like, you know, there's no Lucy Liu's going over there. There's none of that Lucy. They're saying Margaret Cho's to bang these guys.
I was in China and I saw some beautiful women.
Yeah, I just think they're all hot. That's the problem with Asian chicks.
Oh, you love Asian women.
Yeah, no. It's because they're all cute. I can't get into it. You know, It's like, I like a variety from fucking like just Quasimodo to Smoke Show. I like that. So I appreciate the Smoke Show more because I know there's Quasimodo out there.
Yes. I like that. I like your
right
attitude.
But with Asian chicks, they're all cute.
Right. Well, we didn't really have an argument. This might have been the first podcast where we agreed on fucking everything, dude.
Brian, we did have arguments. We did have arguments.
You think it's a conspiracy. I say no,
you don't,
shit.
You don't think – are you telling me you don't think Joe Biden took money from the Chinese government?
I don't think
he's the big guy?
No, I think that Joe Biden – helped his son inappropriately. I think Hunter Biden got that job in Ukraine, obviously, because they wanted access to Joe Biden. I think that some of those people did get access to Joe Biden. I think all of this is going to come out. I think they're going to come after Hunter Biden for his tax issues, and they will try to embroil Joe Biden in it. I have no doubt that the powers that be and the Democratic operatives want Kamala Harris way more than they want Joe Biden. They're delighted that Joe Biden is 1,000 years old and may have some cognitive issues. And I do think that in 2024, Kamala Harris will be the front runner for the Democratic Party, and the delegates will nominate her. And I do think it's all according to plan, but that's not a conspiracy. That makes just total sense to me, where
Brian,
people are just
Brian,
planning ahead.
Brian, November 2nd, that was a conspiracy. And here's the issue, because I love you with all my heart. It's because the mainstream media has dubbed it real that you're like, oh, it's not a conspiracy. It's the same story that we argued about November 2nd or 1st. It's the same exact story. Just now you're like, oh, yeah, it's all coming out now. It was all coming out then. But because it didn't have ABC or Fox on it, you're like, not real, because Bob says it's real. Oh, but fucking the people told you about 9/11, weapons of mass destruction, Russian collusion now say it's real. It's got to be real.
No,
so
I
that is
you,
ultimate,
you,
Brian. Why you took
you,
the L?
I didn't know. No, listen. I said in the fucking beginning of this podcast that there was a conspiracy, and I brought Hunter Biden, which makes me a fucking winner of this debate.
You didn't win, Brian. You're literally saying it's real now only because the mainstream media is saying it's real. No, I was telling you this exact same thing, and you were calling me crazy tweaky guy.
I may have to fucking concede defeat on this one, Sam. I may have to concede defeat. Fuck.
I mean, I wish we could go through last week's score, but why take it double L?
I cannot wait till you see the bell that I bought for the new studio. It's going to be sick.
Brian,
I got to run. I got to run, everybody.
I love you so much.
Chin, shout out to Chin for reminding us that we had to do a podcast a week ago dark this week.
I'll do another podcast, Brian. I'm feeling so good. I'll do another one tomorrow. I will do another one tomorrow. I'll do it all, dude. You let me know. I'm all about that.
I'm ready anytime. All right, listen, I love you guys. I'll see you later.
I love you, buddy.
Have a great show.
See you, buddy.
Bye. Have a great show, Brian.
Bye, buddy.
Winning.